Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Today is game one of our first preseason game of the season. We're almost ready to play hockey full time. I was looking at some of the roster slots for a lot of fans that are going to watch this game tonight that aren't as, you know, seasoned to know what's going on. You're going to see a lot of new faces. You're going to see some names you don't know. But this is, a lot of these players are doing their best to make the team. But I want to talk about a player by the name of Ty Dellandrea. I watched him get drafted in 2018 in Dallas. I watched him when he got drafted. I feel like he's come up in the playoffs a few times. He's helped the team when they need it. He's my player to watch. He's the guy that I'm pulling for to make this roster. And tonight, Jake Ottinger is going to make his appearance as a goaltender. He's gonna be our goaltender tonight. And Braden Holtby is our backup. So if you guys go to NHL.com and want to see some of the names, I'm still learning a lot of the new guys. But I want everyone tonight to really watch Ty Dellandrea play. He's a really special player, I think. He can play right wing. He can play left wing. He's actually a decent centerman. I'm not sure which side they're going to play him tonight. But the guy has a lot of size. And Tanner Caro is another player on the list tonight that I remember watching during the regular season. You know, they used him a lot in the taxi squads and that kind of thing when we only had the 52-game or 56-game season that we had last year. So tonight's going to be game one of the preseason. We're playing the St. Louis Blues. Big rivalry. You know, they're going to put out some good players too. It's going to be a lot of watching to see who the next big player is coming up. This is also as important as regular season. For scouting sake, a lot of scouts are looking to see what each team has, and within our own organization, seeing who's going to be someone that's going to actually get brought up to the main roster. So a lot of excitement. The game starts in 3 hours. I just thought it would be kind of fun to talk a little bit about preseason and the fact that I'm going to turn on a TV and there's going to be a hockey game to watch. I am so excited. And for all the hockey fans out there, I'm sure you are too. Anyway, guys, this is just a quick little preseason podcast. Start out right. Wednesday night, John and I, my roommate, are going to the second preseason game. It's going to be at home against Florida. So guess what? I'm going to be doing my podcast from the arena. I think that'll be fun. I'm going to see if I can get some people to talk to us, you know, some fans, see what they think, how they think the season's going to go. You know, they may think I'm crazy or whatever when I do it, but I don't care. The idea is to get the fan base involved. Anyway, guys, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Go Stars! Hello, everyone. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I just want to give a shout out to Jason Robertson. The last game or so, he shows again that he can do it all. He can score, he can pass. And I think I just kind of want to do a preview on him as far as I think he's going to be a really big part of the NHL for a long time. I'm wondering if he's going to win any awards this year. I was thinking about maybe could he win a Hart Trophy this early in the career? Maybe that's too much to ask, but I truly believe that he's going to be up there with the Draisaitls and the McDavids and Ovechkins and Crosbys of the world. This man's going to be a superstar in this league. and I can't wait to watch his development. So all your hockey fans out there that may not watch the Stars like we do, I think that Jason Robertson is the next big thing. And I was also thought I would talk a little bit about Alexander Ovechkin today as well. Two players that I think that are so much fun to watch. And since tomorrow is opening night and we got a lot of hockey to enjoy, you know, he's only 100 and something goal. I think he's 184 goals away from breaking Gretzky's record. And he has a 5-year contract, and they're saying if he does 33 goals per season, he can get it. I still cannot believe that we're talking about this. That we're talking about the possibility of Wayne Gretzky's career goals of 894 goals being broken. I never thought I would see that happen. So, a couple things. One, Jason Robertson, the newcomer. I still think if he had a few more games, he would have beat out Kirill, the Thrill, from Minnesota to win the Calder last year. But now we have a full season to see how good Jason can be. And we also get to watch one of our hockey icons, Ovechkin, keep pounding away towards that historical mark. The young and the old, the changing of the guard versus what we have in store. Anyway, go Stars, go NHL. I'm looking forward to a wonderful opening night of hockey tomorrow. Go Stars.